Good morning. It is a Thursday morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok.
Alan, President Donald Trump was impeached again yesterday in a bipartisan rebuke. The House voted 232 to 197 to impeach the president a second time. First time in history that's happened, on a charge of incitement and insurrection. 10 Republicans supported the unprecedented indictment. The issue is what happens in the Senate, and it doesn't look like Mitch McConnell's going to bring back the Senate early.
No. You saw that the Republicans, because I think they think they can't do anything other than what they've done, is to stay with the president. You know, they condemn the riots. They stand up there in a terrible, terrible spot because they condemn the riots and they say there's really no proof that the president did it. But there is proof. The president's own words have been used against him. And the Republicans say, well, if we give up on him, then we're out. And we can't be out because our political careers are what this is all about. So they do the untenable and they stay with it and they continue. Now you have some heroes, Liz Cheney and 9 others voted to impeach. That's progress, of course, but it's not enough. When it gets to the Senate, if it gets to the Senate, and I have a feeling it won't because they're not due back until the 19th, which is one day before the inauguration. They're not going to have a trial and an investigation in that one day. And now there are those constitutional scholars and others who say you really can't impeach after the fact, after the president is out of office. But in any case, what has happened is, for the first time in history, 2 times a president has been impeached. Trump is apparently really upset that people have deserted him, and there we are.
Right, and as you've said so many times, he has his finger on the button.
He does have his finger on the button, to the point where the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, went to the generals and said, you're not going to give him the codes, are you? Because if he's willing to do what we saw on the Hill the other day, you mean to say you think in his own, frankly, demented mind, he wouldn't push the button? Well, we have to hope he wouldn't, but you have to at least expect we take whatever precautions we can.
Well, and potential threats and leads are pouring into law enforcement agencies, says the AP this morning. Nationwide, after the insurrection at the Capitol, investigators are combing through a mountain of online posts, street surveillance, and other intelligence. The information suggests mobs could try to storm the Capitol again and includes threats to kill some members of Congress. We see in Washington right now soldiers pouring in to the Capitol to keep it protected. This isn't over.
No, by no means. The FBI has said that both state capitals and Washington will be subjected to more of the same. We do know that 20,000 troops are there. That's a lot of troops. And you see pictures of them resting and waiting for what may come. You know, this is where the rubber really hits the road. And I can't imagine that there hasn't been some fall off. One of the reasons these prosecutions have to continue is as a warning to those who are thinking about doing it a second time. If you prosecute those who were there the first time and it looks like they're going to go to jail, as I have said, for 20 years or 10 years, you would think twice, I would hope. I think some of these people are so extraordinarily committed to what they consider to be the right cause, that which would allow them to walk through the Capitol with a Confederate flag. We're talking about taking down Confederate monuments, and here's this dope with a Confederate flag walking through the Congress of the United States. Unbelievable. So there will be those who are committed and will try again and will not examine the consequences. But I have a feeling there are plenty who will.
And what is to become? I know I keep asking the question, but what's to become of the Republican Party after all this?
Well, now that's really an interesting question, David. Good for you, or as they say around here, good on you for asking. And the reason is there are those who want to take back their party. It is clear that Mitch McConnell, the long-suffering and long supportive of Trump, Mitch McConnell has changed. And he is making it clear that everybody is now free to vote their conscience. Well, you know why? Because he can't stop the vote. The fact of the matter is that up until now, if McConnell's people were going to be embarrassed by a vote, he just wouldn't allow it to come to the floor. Now he's not the leader. They're all going to come to the floor. Well, in any case, that's part of Mitch McConnell's problem. The other part of it is, as you say, he wants to bring his Republican Party back to where it was, where it could win. And the part that I'm so interested in is the role that is played by the Bush faction. Clearly, they had problems with Trump from day one, and they sent some of their vassals out who spoke for them, some of their foreign policy people, other people, but they didn't come out front and center. Now you have Liz Cheney, of course, who is the third ranking person in the House. She comes out and she says she voted for impeachment. That, of course, leaves a lot of Republicans free to do what they need to do in purple districts. So some of them will, of course, condemn the president and say, we want our party back. We want it to be a pro-business, moderate group of people as opposed to this radical Trumpite movement.
Today, of course, Thursday, the day we record the Media Project. And one of the things we've been seeing surrounding the Capitol riots has been the press that were there and the attack that they were under, including the AP, who had their equipment smashed and stolen, and the real fervor that the president has ignited against the press.
Well, sure. Take a look at the First Amendment and you see, you know, the idea about a free press, and you see the idea about free speech, and you say, here's a guy who, when it doesn't work for him, he sends basically the stormtroops up to the Capitol. And the press, of course, have been largely against the president, including the Wall Street Journal. So as far as I'm concerned, the press needs to stand tall. We need to stand tall. I'll tell you, David, WAMC was there describing accurately what was going on from the very beginning, way before the CNNs and the others who were very careful. But in the end, when you do the analysis, WAMC was there first.
And we will continue to be. Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Why not head to WAMC.org, right, Alan?
That's right, WAMC.org, or stick a check in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Thanks, David.
Thank you.